you know, we've been attending this gathering of the National Council on U.S.-Libya Relations on the eve of the anniversary of the February Revolution. And I think the message that comes out of here is that the United States, not only is the U.S. government engaged in efforts to try to produce a solution in Libya, but increasingly civil society in the United States, including the Libyan American diaspora, wants to do what it can to help produce such a solution. This is important not only for Libya and for Libyans, but it's important for the region. It tells you something, for example, that the African Union meeting in Addis Ababa at summit level this week, Libya is on the agenda there, and the situation in Libya has repercussions throughout the region, throughout the Mediterranean, throughout Africa, and we're focused on the fact that the UN Special Representative, Mr. Battili, has engaged in an intensive effort to develop a roadmap that could help Libyans have confidence that they can come out of this situation peacefully, and we intend to support him in his efforts fully.
Can there be a more active role for the U.S. in Libya?
Well, we believe that we have been playing an active role. We've been putting particular focus on the economic dimension through the Economic Working Group, because managing Libya's oil resources, the incredible amount of money they're bringing in every day in a way that helps the Libyan people and that reduces tensions, that gives each side confidence that money is not being misused. This is something that can help stabilize the situation. We've been supporting the UN in its efforts to develop a political path forward. We've taken part in international gatherings to try to align all of the key actors in support of a political process. So I think our view is, actually, given the fact that the United States recognizes that we had a role, unfortunately, in generating some of the turmoil that has produced 10 years of trouble. And we feel very much that it's important that we contribute to a solution.
Stephanie Williams said that there is need, crucial need, to get Egypt and Turkey to talk to each other about the solution in Libya. Is the United States willing and ready to push the two countries to talk about that?
Well, we have excellent bilateral conversations with both countries on many subjects, including Libya, and Egypt and Turkey both take part in a number of international gatherings that have taken place with us at the table, with the UN at the table, and that process will continue.